Time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire and Peace River. Seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Another NWJHL team that's now onto their off-season work is the Fairview Flyers. The team finished fifth in the standings during the regular season before losing in the first round of the playoffs to the Dawson Creek Kodiaks. Connor Priestley with Flyers head coach and GM Lance Weeb got his thoughts on how the season went in Fairview.
We had a lot of ups and downs this season. We started off fairly good. We put together a pretty strong club, and then as time went on, the injury bug ended up biting us a little bit. So we fought through that for most of the season, and you know, we thought we put together a good year, and we were hoping to obviously plug along a lot further into the playoffs. And unfortunately, the injury bug kind of ran into us again, so that's, we took that first-round exit.
Well, obviously, we know in junior hockey, as players, get older, the age out of their junior eligibility, that's holes you got to fill in the lineup. And in particular case, your top four scorers from this past season, Dettinger, Fox, Hebert, and Corliss, all four of those guys are kind of graduating for this year. How are you able to kind of go about sort of filling that sort of hole you've got in your lineup now as you get ready for next year?
Well, I mean, I don't think it changes on most clubs. Every season you look at those overage guys, you have them on your team for certain reasons, right? And this year we were fortunate enough to have those guys contribute offensively for us. And we had some backup support there as well, and that's what we look to then coming into the next year, is that those guys step up and fill the roles of those overage guys.
One thing that it was certainly noticeable to me throughout this NWJHL season was, hey, as the year went along, the fan support definitely seemed to go up a bit, and certainly noticed that whenever you guys came here to Peace River to play the Mavs, it seemed like half of Fairview came to the games as well. The Flyer fans seemed to travel well by the looks of things, which kind of comment a little bit, I guess having the fan support back in the league again.
Well, we've always been fortunate enough to have some incredible fan support here in Fairview, and I mean, we have guys from different communities in the area, so it makes it easier for them to get to places like Peace River and whatnot to watch. So that's always excellent to have that support in other arenas. And come the end of the year, it was really nice to see we ended up getting I think just the two games without having to run an REP program or having any restrictions in the arena other than wearing the masks. And I mean, our fan support come playoffs is, it just about doubles every year. So that was excellent to see. And we sure look forward to having that support if things can hold well into next season.
And getting on to rivalry with the Mavs, I think the Mavs and the Flyers had some of the more entertaining games at the end of a JHL season, which for me as a play-by-play broadcaster certainly made my job a little more interesting with some of the interesting games between those two. Why don't you guys talk a little bit about, how the kind of the rivalry was this year?
Yeah, you always have that close rivalry with a community that's right next door. Obviously, players, we draw from the same kind of area for players, and we're so guys have that know each other a little bit. With our 8-game season, I mean, it's pretty easy to build a little bit of a rivalry there each season as well. For some reason, the league schedule was a little off balance there, where we would get into series with certain teams and you'd play. I think we ended up playing the Navs there 4 times right around Christmas time, so that makes it and the new year, and that makes it even better, right? Like the rivalry there. So it's always fun to play those kind of things, and the players get up for it. So do the fans.
And finally, as we kind of get into sort of the off season here, I guess what are going to be goals for the team as you get ready for next season here?
Well, we obviously have some big spots to fill, so those are going to be. Where we set our mind to, for sure. Each year you look at guys that are in that midget age group and kind of all over the place too, in plans of filling spots. So we do have guys that we've been watching this season, and and been talking with them all season, kind of in preparation for that. And then we, you know, yeah, we hit the ground running come spring season for some junior camps and different things, and you know, try and fill that roster.
Elsewhere in the NWJHL, the league finals get underway tonight. The Grand Prairie Kings are facing the Fort St. John Huskies. These two teams played in the finals of 2019, which was the last time the league title was awarded. Huskies won that series, one of seven league titles for them, while the Kings' only title was in 2013. League champion will go to the Alberta Junior B Provincials. That'll start on March 31st in Wainwright. The Peace River teams of the Northern Alberta Hockey League are also in some postseason action. U18 Royals are the host team for their tournament, which will start on Thursday with games being played at the Baytex Energy Center in Peace River and Mile Zero Multiplex in Grimshaw. U13 Colts, meanwhile, will have their tournament taking place in Colt Lake in Bonnyville. U15 Sabres had their season end after they were unable to win their tournament in Whitecourt last week. Playoff games will also be coming up for the High Prairie Red Wings of the GMHL. Thanks to finishing first in the West Division, the team is currently on a first-round bye. Second round will begin for them next week. It's River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control field just out with the new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Tara and the crew for parts service and, of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire of the West Hill and Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.